everyone, this is a Sleepiest with Echoes from the Caverns. Newscast dated October 20, 2019. Echoes from the Caverns is a weekly podcast detailing the latest news and development information from Shroud of the Avatar, a wonderful MMO which is available free to play from shroudoftheavatar.com. The background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how's everybody this week? Hope you're having a great time and a great week in the game and doing lots of wonderful things. I haven't done very much this week, I have to be honest. I've been engaged in family things, and at the moment I am away from home and from the game, which is a bit tragic. I'm attending a conference in Sydney, but I found a quiet spot, so I thought I'd sit down and bring you up to date with all the news. The other major important thing I did this week was I had the opportunity to do a first set on Virtue Radio. I finally got enrolled as a part-time DJ, and I tell you, that was awesome fun. I really enjoyed it. And honestly, if anybody wants to be a DJ on Virtue Radio, we would be keen to have you. It is a wonderful opportunity. It is great fun. And you get to entertain the masses, which is lovely. We've got a number of really good DJs already. We have Seleth Rain, Dark Lord Seleth. We have the legendary Bow Lord, Jericheth Ribbonson, who plays awesome country music. DJ Mick Foley. And Striker Sparhawk. All giving of their time and energy to entertain you, the community. So tune in, have a listen, and it's a lot of fun. Okay, back to the news. This is update number 350. The highlights are, we have released 70 on the QA. There's a saltwater fishing contest live stream today. Okay, first item on the news is release number 70 is almost live. It is available on the QA server. It's full of new content and fixes. Now, some of it is up already for testing. We've got an early version of the instructions, so you can get an idea of what's coming. It's also available. And as usual, as always, they'd like everybody's help in testing it. The more people who try this out, who hammer it, who put it through its paces, the more bugs they're going to find, and the more successful it will be when it is launched next week. So what have we got in the Release 70 this week? Well, there's the rework of Alfheim. This has been worked on for some time. When you go to visit Alfheim, you're going to find it's radically different. It's not a forest scene anymore. It's going to be snow and mountains. And I think there's going to be a few scary bosses in there too. There's nightmares. Okay, as if we don't have enough problems with the game already. Pumpkinhead comes back. Okay, that'll be fun. We have new skills. Taming Frenzy, right. The Solar Flare. And a Rainbow Blast combo. I don't know what they are, but it's going to be fun finding out. There is a balancing act for the Will-O-The-Wisp and the Phoenix. If they make the Phoenix a little bit less powerful, I'd be really grateful. I haven't managed to kill one yet. They are really nasty. Will-O-The-Wisps aren't bad, so they're probably going to make them more powerful, which is what they tend to do. I'm still hurting from the fact that they reduced archery so much. I'm not nearly as strong as I was before. It's either that, or the mobs are tougher, or a little bit of both. But boy, things got hard in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Oh well. I guess it's for the good of the game. Right. Now, spooky recurring items have come back. We have skull masks. The R70 rewards program items are there. That's a spooky theme. I wonder if it's because Halloween is around the corner. Yep. We have performance improvements, we have more bug fixes, and more awesome. So there we are. That's what's coming, and that's what's available on the QA. So, join us, as they say, in testing this thing. So that's great. And if you do, you qualify for the Testing Incentives Program. If you help them out and test the new thing, you will be eligible for rewards. Now, all you have to do this is to log on to the QA server. You play the thing for at least 4 hours and find one bug. If you can find a bug and report it, well, one, they'd be incredibly grateful, and they'll rush around and fix it, so that's awesome. And two, you're entered into the draw for a random prize. And hey, they're nothing to shake a stick at. They're pretty good. You could win 500 gold crowns, an ant farm, an antenna, a bug cloak, a set of bug paintings, a bug sprayer with an emote, an insect leg table, or a scorpion chair. All good stuff. So, if you have the time and the inclination, get onto the QA server, check it out. You'll get an advance heads up of what's coming in the release next week, and you'll help the development of the game. So that is good. Alrighty, the next item, there is, or should I say was, a saltwater fishing contest live stream today. They always have it on a Friday afternoon, and as always, it is when half of the world is asleep, so that's fine. A community live stream Friday, September the 20th at 4 p.m. Central, and they were planning a saltwater fishing contest. Now, to do this, all you had to do, it started at 4:15 p.m. So go to the fishing expedition. There were boats in various cities from Airy, Arderas, Kingsport, Mud and Port Graff would take you there. You start fishing, and the biggest fish, that is the longest trophy fish, caught by 5 p.m. will win a prize. Now, the prizes were pretty good. Two runners-up get a fishing sign and a desktop fish trophy. The third prize is an ornate water platform and a bronze fish trophy. Second prize, a watermill village house and a silver fish trophy. The first prize, pretty awesome, you have to admit. A player-owned town village water lot property deed. So you can put your little house on the water and hang a fishing line out and fish for the rest of your days if you want. And there's also a gold fish trophy. Very nice. And there were prizes being given out as well. Now, remember, if you want to win a prize at one of these live streams, all you have to do, there's two things you have to do, one of two things, not both of them, just one or the other. You either make a purchase in the store, or, because apparently the law says that purchase is not necessary to win prizes in this, that sort of thing, you just log into the game, and in the chat box, just type, "too hot in the lava hot tub," and that's all you have to do. And then you're entered and you're eligible to win a draw. Okay, and that is awesome. And I hope everybody had a lot of fun. And kudos and congratulations to the winners. Alright, the next item is Crown Shop Updates. Greetings, avatars. You've got one more week to get the first round of this year's Vault Spooky Items, including the very first jack-o'-lanterns and various live stream items. So, in the vault, this week, you will find the current round of items which are available until Thursday, September 26, which is, of course, this coming Thursday. So, if you want to grab any of these, you probably need to get onto it fairly smartly. Now, at that time, those items are going to be wheeled back into storage, and another 9 items will come out. So, do these sound exciting to you? You can have a skull cloak. Yeah, look, this is the latest fashion accessory. It's awesome. Ideal for a dinner party. You would look fabulous walking around with a cloak on your back with a massive skull outlined on it. Yeah, it's a great conversation starter, if nothing else. There's a prisoner's mask. There's a torn and tattered wedding dress. A torn and tattered wedding tuxedo. A spooky fountain. A dead hedge fence set. A 2015 jack-o'-lantern glowing mask. A 2015 jack-o'-lantern six-pack. And an obsidian four-story row home. So you can purchase yourself an obsidian row home. That's nice. Okay, and there's a few pictures here. Yeah, the skull cloak looks pretty, good. And the torn and tattered wedding dress and tuxedo. I don't really know where you would wear that. But everybody to his own. And there we are. Okay. Now, next item, September login rewards. We have a dragon statue with flames. This, I have to say, is one of the better ones. It really is good. It's an incentive that they've developed sort of recently to entice people back into the game, to get people to log in and check out the game and see how the development's going and see, yeah, actually, it's pretty damn good. I think I'll stick around. So, every time you log in to the game, you will automatically get a reward each month. And for the month of September, it is a dragon statue with flames. It's not very big, it's a very convenient size, and you can put it in your entry hall, you can put it out the front. I've got one sitting on the end of the pier, next to my boat that's tied up at the pier. And it looks really nice. So, it's a cool reward. I think it's one of the better ones. All you have to do to get it is to log in during this month. And that's it. It happens. Okay. And the next item, of course, is the Shroud of the Avatar Rewards Program, which we do publicize and talk about each week. It is a great way to support the game. And for minimal cost, $9 a month, which I'm sure almost everybody could afford, you get considerable rewards. You get 900 gold crowns every month, exclusive monthly reward items. Now, these are over and above the item that you get for logging in. So, every month, there's 3 separate rewards that you get as part of this program. And for this month, it's hot stuff. You get a lava hot tub, a flaming top hat, and a mini flame elemental pet. And I've got them sitting around in my basement. And, hey, it's pretty cool. The good news is, you can jump in the lava hot tub, and you don't get burned. I'm not quite sure how that happens, but it works. And the little lava guy is jumping up and down at the side of the hot tub, beside himself with joy. It's a pretty cool reward. So you get those monthly reward items. You get an exclusive title every 3 months, so that you can effectively tell people that you are a supporter of the game. And that is pretty awesome. You can pick any 12-pack of dye every 6 months, and 3 obsidian potions every month. And those obsidian potions, let me tell you, are pretty awesome. They really do help. Right, next item, the Lord of the Isle Episode 2 bundles. This is something they've been advertising for some time. Surprise, surprise, they haven't sold out yet. This is absolutely amazing. But when I tell you more about them, you might understand why. Episode 2 is coming. We know this. We know that it's coming. We don't quite know when it's coming, but it'll be as soon as they can get onto it. Now, they are advertising this bundle. If you want to get in on the ground floor, if you want to be a huge, huge, big-time supporter of the game, this is your opportunity. There's only 24 of these ever going to be sold, so they're really exclusive and rare. So, what would you get if you bought one of these bundles? Well, you get a Lord of the Isle Place Anywhere Castle Lot deed. This is a humongous deed. It's probably twice as big as a keep. It will keep you busy day and night looking after it. And if you put it in a player-owned town, it's tax-free forever. If you put it anywhere else, it's tax-free for a year. You can also put it on water, so that's awesome. You get a title, a Lord of the Isle, or a Lady of the Isle. And I think we're only dealing with two genders so far, so that's what you get. Alright, a Lord of the Isle home, which they have shown us already. It's a humongous castle. I don't know how many rooms it's got, but trust me, it's a lot. You get any other house that you like as well. A basement, a wall set, a dungeon room, whole pile of crowns, 999 bank slots, 12 prosperity tools, 2 unique in-game items, early access to episode 2, an episode 1 box and map signed by the team. You get a 1-hour one-on-one video conference with Chris for design discussions. You get a real, genuine silver ring, which is personally crafted by Lord British, as well as an in-game version of the ring. You get a tour of Lord British's place, and you get dinner and drinks with the team. Awesome. You do have to find your own way there, though. Now, at the measly price, starting at $6,995, I can't understand why they haven't all gone already. But, look, there have to be one or two insanely rich or dedicated people out there who really want to support the game. I know of at least one who's taken this step, who's an awesome supporter, who has been from way back. So, if there's anybody else, this is your opportunity, and go for it. Right, next item is live streams. As we know, the live streams that they produce, the Friday afternoon / evening live stream, always goes up on YouTube. If you missed it, don't worry, it'll be there. And you can always review it at a later date. So in the newsletter, of course, there is the link to last Friday's live stream, which had lots of Q&A in it. And if you want to catch up with all of that, there it is. The link is right there in the newsletter. And there is the Saturday dance party stream with Atos. It does look like everybody was having a heap of fun. It really does. And I would love to attend these dance parties, but for me, they usually happen at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And being old and derelict, I usually sleep at that time. And there is two more, a Monday stream and a Midsummer Nights stream. There you go. So, lots of streaming going on. If you have the time and the inclination, they're all up on YouTube. If you subscribe to Portalarium's YouTube channel, you'll be notified every time a new video goes up. And you'll find out a lot of stuff, and you'll know what they're thinking. You'll know why they're doing stuff, and basically what they're planning to do next. Right, upcoming events. Well, we have the releases. going on until next March. Awesome. They've had them listed every month. October 10 to 13 is the SOTA International Convention. Anybody who's going there, I'm extremely jealous. I hope you have a great time. Get together with a lot of fellow players and basically have a blast. Make sure you take lots of pictures, because those of us who can't get there would love to see it. The next item, there's a project to support Through the Moongate Part 2 Kickstarter. This looks really good. Now, as you may or may not be aware, Through the Moongate was a story of Richard Garriott, Origin Systems Inc. and Ultima. Now, Part 1 has been done already, it's been kickstarted. Part 2 is now up for kickstarting, and it is all about from Wing Commander and Ultima 7 through to Portalarium. So basically it's the story, the inside story of Richard Garriott, Lord British, and his exploits, his triumphs, his less than triumphs, his adventures in developing games, right through from Wing Commander, Ultima 7, which a lot of people think was the pinnacle of interactive role-playing games. It was absolutely amazing. I don't know whether it has been equaled yet. It was absolutely awesome. Right through to Portalarium. So, it is a book by Andrea Contato. It is, as it says here, it's an ambitious two-volume comprehensive history of the Ultima series, Lord British, and Origin Systems at large. Part 1 was successfully kickstarted on October 16th, 2018, and it covered his humble beginnings up to Ultima 6. So Part 2 covers Ultima 7 right through to Portalarium and includes Wing Commander and other important Origin titles. Now, this is already finished in Italian. It's currently on Kickstarter to raise funds for translation and printing. So there you go, the book is already written, basically. If you read Italian, you'll be fine. If you don't, like me, well, somebody has to translate it for you. So that's what this is all about. They would like to be able to translate it and print it. If you're interested in the history of Lord British and Origin Systems, then definitely check out this project. And also, if you missed Part 1 and you'd like to catch up with that as well, well, there are copies conveniently available with certain pledges in the Kickstarter. So there is a link in the news release right here. You can join the Kickstarter now. You can contribute towards the development of this project. And, as they mention, have a look at it. And obviously there will be certain levels of pledging. If you wish to pledge a reasonable or an adequate amount, they'll throw in a copy of Part 1 as well. Awesome. Okay, finally, resources, players helping players. Now, the official new player welcome forum, which we all, well, most of us know about, it's a part of the forum. It's a wonderful place for new players to assemble and congregate. Just make a post there saying, "Hi, I'm new and loving the game," or "I'm totally confused," or whatever. People will flock to you, and this is, or would have to be, the most wonderful gaming community ever. And people will help, people will answer questions, and you'll make friends. So it's a fantastic place to go for new players. There is also a player-created resources forum. They've got the best player-created stuff. They've got written guides, they've got video walkthroughs. If you're trying to complete a quest and you just don't know how to do it or where to go, chances are there'll be a video somewhere looking over somebody's shoulder as they've done the quest. And you think, great, now I know what to do. Now I know where to go and how to do it. So that is fantastic. Check it out. There's a wiki-type website. And there is also a community resources page for a complete listing of everything community. Okay, so I think that's about all the news of the week. It's a little bit shorter this week, sorry. I don't have a lot to talk about, partly because I haven't been doing anything much in the game, and I'm just relying on the newsletter here. And apologies for the audio quality. As I said, I'm not at home. I don't have my usual gear. I'm sitting in a hotel room with my laptop on my knee with a cheap little headset. So it works. It's fine. Not quite the pristine quality that you'd expect or that I would like, but at least it gets the news out, and I hope you find something of value. Anyway, I will close off. The awesome background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Thanks to Style Tackle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Virtue Radio, who hear this broadcast. Tune into them for all these kinds of things, for podcasts, for music, for release parties, and just for awesome music that is made by the community. So, until next week, this is Asclepius signing off from Echoes from the Caverns.